Hey everybody, it's Dan. Welcome to day 11 of 2021.
So look, if you want to grow your wealth, your income, and increase the amount of time off, then these are the shortcuts that can help. Welcome to the Wealth Creation Podcast.
Hey everybody, it's Dan Latto speaking. So today is the first day of the new year, even though it's the 11th of January. And what do I mean by that? So we live here in Spain, as you probably know, or maybe for the first time you're listening to this or watching this and you don't know. So we live in Spain, and so we have Christmas on December the 25th, and then in Spain we have what's called the Three Kings, which is on the 6th of January. So then we did that, and then usually everybody goes back on the 7th. It's the same every single year. Everybody always goes back on the 7th, unless it's a weekend. But our little one had a bit of a sniffly nose, and with COVID and all that kind of thing, we kept her off for 2 days just to make sure she was fine. And also it's uncomfortable if you've got a sniffly nose and a mask. It's not the most pleasant. Today is my first day back at work. Although I have been working over the Christmas period and the New Year period as well, I enjoy what I do, I love to work, and also to move the businesses that we own forward and to help them generate new leads, they also have to have work done to them. This, by the way, is Hannah. Hey Hannah, say hello. Hannah is going to the vets and I'm an hour late because I forgot we were going to the vets. She's off to get her bloods done because she's a rescue dog. And we've had her for about 3 or 4 months, and we're about to go get her, neutered later on this month. But before we can do that, she needs her bloods done. She's a very, very pretty dog, a very loving dog. She snores a lot, but she's 10 years old. And when we got her, she's a rescue dog. We wanted an old rescue dog to go with our other dog, Bumble, who's a 9-year-old black lab. She's a red Labrador. She's a beautiful, beautiful dog. Lovely personality. So anyway, we're going to the vets. She's getting the bloods done. I'm an hour late because I forgot we were going to the vets. Honestly, first day back, and I was looking forward to knuckling down and just getting a few solid hours in there. And I can't do that. I'm on my way to the vets. Although we did some SEO work earlier on today. And, you know, this is part of life, isn't it? Stuff's going to get in the way. Hannah needs a bloodstone. That's more important than me doing a bit of SEO. We've got all the team up and running and working. They've been up and running all over Christmas. They had Christmas Day and Boxing Day and New Year's Day off. Other than that, you know, there's no reason not to work. Everybody wants paying the money, so they need to work for it. So if you're starting out, and you can see other people, and they started on like the 2nd of January, and they were hitting the, you know, ground running. I mean, actually, it was the 4th, was the first Monday, wasn't it? 7 days ago. But if you're worried that other people are getting ahead of you, there's two things really that you should be doing. One is, you know, I've seen people work really, really hard, and they're not really working. You know, they're back in work, and they're not really working. You know, you do a full solid day, 7 hours, and you've probably done more than they've done all week. And I've seen that, you know, quite a lot. So if you are worried that other people are getting ahead of you, then I don't think you need to necessarily. But then there's another aspect of this, just while I fling Hannah around the corner. Hang on, Hannah. There is another thing here, which is, why on earth have you switched off in the first place? Like, I don't switch off. I take time out. But even during timeout, I get ideas and I have to write them down. Or maybe for quick ideas and I can go and implement them. But, you know, you want to be successful, you need to operate at that level. And people will go, well, when do you get time off? And I love 50 Cent, you know, when he was talking about sleep. He goes, sleep is for those people who are broke. I sleep when I'm dead, you know. And I'm not saying that you shouldn't sleep and that you shouldn't take time off. You absolutely should. But if you're going to take 2 weeks off over Christmas and then you come back to work and you're worried because other people are further ahead than you, then you've got nobody else to blame. This is where the level of success lies. You know, if we're talking about the Olympics, for those people in the 100 metre sprint in the Olympics, okay, the difference between gold medal and coming home with nothing is sometimes 1/100 of a second. They've worked out just as hard, they want it just as much as the other guy, But maybe the other guy just wanted it slightly more. Maybe he just did something extra. Maybe on that one day on Christmas Day, he didn't eat turkey and with all the trimmings. Maybe he actually worked out. I mean, who the heck knows, right? And also, I've seen it the other way, where people who don't train, they come, you know, an old friend of mine, Peter, who played basketball a number of years ago, like 25 years ago, and he was just a natural athlete. And he'd been playing basketball 2 years, big guy, heavy guy, up there dunking it, 6'2". And he's just a natural, do you know what I mean? And it's like, I can't do that. I'm not a natural at that. So if other people are out there working, you need to find a way of working like they are. And now there's another angle I want to just cover on this one as well. Because people say to me, Dan, how many hours a week do you work? And honestly, I don't work that many hours. But when I say I don't work that many hours, that's not to say I'm not working, right? Because I'm not working, but the people I employ are working. So we've got like 7 or 8 staff members now, and we're just looking for another one. Now, I don't know how many we've got, because I always forget, and I just don't know. But let's call it 7 staff members. 7 staff members, all working 40-hour weeks, although some of them aren't full-time, 2 are part-time, 3 are part-time, actually. But so let's say 4 at 40 hours, so that's 160 hours a week, plus for 3 part-timers, say 20 hours each, that's another 60, 200 hours a week. That's how many hours I put in every single week, even though I'm not working. And so you've got to find new ways of getting yourself the work done without you being present. Like, then you can take more time off, by the way. Now, if we were to add my hours, it probably is not a lot, it's probably less than 20 hours a week. It's probably definitely less than 20 hours a week. It just depends, goes up and down. But even there, you're, what, 220 hours a week? Like, how many hours do people work a month? Let's say 40 hours on average, that's 160 a month. We're doing 220 hours every single week. And the reason we're doing 220 hours every single week is because I'm not the one actually having to do all of those hours. I've got staff and team members who are all heading towards the same thing. We all have the same goals. And everybody knows what they need to be doing and what work has to be done. And so I don't have to work. I do work because I want to move it further forward, faster, bigger, stronger, all that good stuff, okay? But I don't have to work because I've got team members that can actually do the work. I have to be there to be the glue that glues everybody together, but it's not me doing all of the physical work. And so if it is you doing all the physical work, you're going to burn out. You need to find a way of getting somebody else on board so that you can actually do it. So even though today is the 11th of January, and it is my first day back at work, it is not my team's first day. They never stopped, right? This is one of the differences between those people who go very far and those people who don't. Now, don't get me wrong, you do get some one-man bands and they do amazingly well, you know, 6 figures, 100 grand, you know, etc. But they're never going to get the £1 million turnover, very, very difficult to do. And also, you know, to get £1 million turnover, how many different things do you think you need to be an expert in? Like, quite a lot. You need to learn ActiveCampaign, you need to learn Google Pay-Per-Click, you need to learn Facebook ads, you need to learn graphic design, you need to learn video editing. And how on earth are you going to fit all that time in? We've now got 2 full-time video editors. We've got 2 full-time image people. We've got 2 full-time coordinators. We've got 2 part-time Facebook ads and 1 part-time Google ad person. What, we're up to 7. Who else have I missed out there? I've missed somebody out, I don't know who it is. So we've got all these people lined up, all ready to work, even though I'm not working. So what I want you to do is, I want you to have a think about what you can do in your business. Even if it's just employing someone, it's 2 hours a day, 10 hours a week, £10 an hour, it's £100 a week, £400 a month. That's your first member of staff. And what's the most important thing that they can do to help you grow your business or save you some time? Right, let's go take Hannah, bless her, to the vets, and we'll catch up with you on the next video. My name's Dan Latto. Have a good day. Take care.
Hey, it's Dan here. Thank you for listening. Really appreciate each and every one of you. Please click like or subscribe to the entire podcast.